big night on television tonight, 9 p.m. on ABC. And of course, you can catch it on iView as well. The fifth and final season of Rosehaven, starring our wonderful friend Luke McGregor and Celia Piccola. They've done such a great job with this series. And Luke joins us now. Morning, Luke.
Morning. Thanks for having me. I have a quick question about the $1 million. If someone wins it, do you follow them up in like a month's time just to make sure they're spending it responsibly?
Someone will win it, Luke. Someone will win it. Not will they win. They actually will go into their bank. It's guaranteed.
Like once it's happened, you go like, okay, so we've also set up with a financial advisor to make sure you use this properly.
That is actually due diligence, Luke. And you know, we should do that. Yeah. We should protect them because people who get $1 million, as we know with a lot of lotto stories, it goes pretty quick.
You could give me $50.
I was thinking that, like, the people that get, like, they win, like, 60 million and then they're broke, like, in a couple of days.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, mine goes straight on video games. Easy.
Sorry, Luke, I might give him the answers and get maybe 250 of myself.
No.
So that's what I was thinking.
Well, Luke used to work in finance. So, Luke, can I, I've just got to know this. I've made some big purchases. I've got to make sure I'm right. Do jet skis, do the value on those go up?
They do.
Yes! Yeah,
they
just,
and especially as climate change and the water level rises, they just become more and more valuable.
Yeah, they do. That's a good, yes, true.
Now, Luke, we're really excited about this, as you would be. And I imagine, there's a little bit of, it's bittersweet because this is exciting because Rosehaven's starting tonight on 9 p.m. on ABC, but also because it's the last season. Are you a little bit nostalgic already?
Yeah, it's weird being sad, but also it's our fault. Like, if we wanted to do another one, we were allowed to, and we just said, nah, we're good. So it's pretty arrogant.
Are you sure you're going to stop, Luke? Like, is there a spin-off? Is this going to be Fast and Furious? Are there going to be 9 of them? Will it be 2 Rose, 2 Haven? Or
I guess it'll depend on if I win that $1 million, I guess. So then I'll...
Okay, enough with the...
I think I will. We might do a Christmas special maybe one day, but I don't know. We'll
Christmas
see.
Christmas special. Okay, enough of the boring stuff. Hey, Luke, how'd your date go, bro?
That's my favourite song.
Luke, before you go on, can I reset for anyone who's joining us and isn't aware? Last week we had you on the show and you mentioned you had a date that night with someone you just met.
Well, I asked him if he was dating.
And we said, could we check in with you a week later? So back to Fev's question, how did the date go?
I had a date with I hope she's not listening. I had a date with a psychiatrist.
Oh, God.
It's called an appointment.
You do. I did get the Medicare rebate, but it was
split the bill.
Exactly. Yeah, and she kept asking me questions like at one point she said, "Did that bring you pain?" And then she went, "Oh, sorry, that's work speak. I apologize." Like it was kind of weird. She would snap in and out of it. It was it was interesting, but it was fun. We're going to go on a second one. So,
wow. Who paid the bill? Did you split it? Or did you pay?
I think I paid. I can't remember. I'm going to say I paid just because she can't confirm that. I honestly can't remember.
Was that then, was the
did
bill
you do
so,
a runner?
Was the bill so big? Is that when she said, "Has this brought you pain?"
Exactly. It was. Like,
who's done the follow up? So you had the night, and then have you done the text the next day, or a couple of days later, or did she? Who's done the follow up to have the follow up date?
When he woke up the next morning.
I don't believe that.
I texted straight after the date saying, "Let's do this again."
Oh, and that's a bit needy.
Well, you could have told me that before. I don't know if there's any way to coolly delete a text and then see Luke deleted the text.
No, I've tried that, Luke. It doesn't work. They get it.
Okay, no worries. And then she sent a follow-up one a couple of days later because we've been doing the Rosehaven round, so I haven't been able to organise the second one. So I think we're even at the moment.
Luke, that's got to go down well, though, saying to you the potential love interest. I'm just flat out. I've got a TV show that's launching. I'm doing all these media appearances. I'm just flat stick at the moment. That's got to go down well with a lady.
It is until she says, "You've said that to me like 3 times," and I'm like, sorry. Anytime there's a gap in conversation, I just bring out the DVD and polish it.
Give her a Rosehaven show bag now that the show's off.
And I'm obviously wearing merch head to toe.
Hey, Luke, so you text her and then she didn't text you like 2 days after. That's a sign that she's keen. I like that. That's a good sign. The longer they hold off, because if they go back straight away, it means they're desperate.
2 days.
Yeah, but I'd like that. Because if I was Luke, I'd be nervous and it'd keep me hanging on. And then when she texts back, I'm like, yes.
I feel bad for my wife, Luch, because I went on a date 12 years ago and she never got back to me. So playing the long game.
That's brutal.
Did you have a pash?
No pash.
COVID.
Nice. Take it slow, Luke. I'm a big believer in that.
Yeah, that's exactly why we didn't pash. It was a conscious decision.
That's nice. I've got heaps more,
but I don't want to get too personal because it's his love life.
Exactly.
This could be the one.
And it could be, and we'll hopefully...
He was thinking the pash, but he just didn't
have... Don't want to get too personal. Oi, did you pash?
I appreciate you keeping it high level.
Luke, we love this for you.
It.
We hope to hear more about the psychiatrist in the future. But right now, let's remind everybody tonight, 9 p.m. ABC. Don't miss the first ep of Series 5 and final series of Rosehaven. Luke, we love this, and we'll catch it. We can catch it on iView too for people who go to bed early like us.
Yes,
that's why we love iView.